Western Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has signed a bipartisan budget bill ending a brief U.S. government shutdown and adding hundreds of billions of dollars in spending on disaster aid, the military, and domestic programs. One of the domestic programs supported by Democrats that was not included in this spending bill is the DACA program, which provides help for more than 1 million illegal immigrants who were brought as children to the U.S. by their parents. Catherine Gibson is VOA's congressional correspondent.
This is something that Democrats have been pushing on for 6 months now, and you may remember that they actually shut down the government for one day back in January over this issue. But when push came to shove at the last moment, enough Democrats voted in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass this and overcome some of the more conservative Republican objections to this increase in spending.
White House officials say the lack of a signing ceremony Friday indicated President Trump's displeasure with the last-minute additions that will further add to the government's deficit. President Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The president last week authorized the release of the Republican version of that memo. The White House confirming a second staff member, speechwriter David Sorensen, has resigned over domestic abuse allegations against him. It came 2 days after White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter stepped down, accused by his ex-wives of abuse. Sorensen denied these allegations. His former wife said he was violent and emotionally abusive. This is VOA News.